Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Ralph Winrod Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. On Veterans Day, again, we want to honor all of the veterans who fought and died and the ones living. Seems as how being a veteran is, or being proud of your country and the national anthem is, and that includes all the police, fire, and all those other parts that are out there. You know, I've had a lot of issues with the police, but that doesn't make all police bad. They have to be there. And a lot of the stuff that the police are doing is just like in California, the old Governor Brown, he says, you all stand down there. What are they going to do? And let Berkeley just raise hell. So, anyway, we did honor the veterans and the firefighters, police, and members of the military, all the different branches of the military today. Because you and I wouldn't be here with the freedoms that we have left if they weren't there. And that's a fact. And there's a lot of them have given up high-paying jobs and stuff, especially a lot of them in the SEALs and Rangers and all these other special high-end places. These are highly, highly qualified people that could get great money-making jobs. And yet they're over there fighting. The thing that I went out with my friend Tom last night, and when he came back from Vietnam, the people spit on him and they were just honored. And was it his problem that he went to Vietnam? No. Congress. And what's just so amazing is Vietnam was not fought on territory. I watched a couple of documentaries on it. It was fought a new way. Body count. How in the hell do you win a war with body count? The only way you win a war with body count is if there's no bodies on the other side, which means you'll never win unless you totally annihilate them. That ain't going to happen. We had no intention of winning. Vietnam, we take a hill, give it back. Take a hill, give it back. Take a hill, give it back. Oh, we got a great body count. Way! Oh, I'm so impressed. And they made up most of it anyway. Anyways. Well, I'm going to get into the twin speak. of this nonsense, again, covering the thing of what's going on. A brief summary. These are your state. If your state has a state income tax or a tax that's withheld at your county or your city or borough or whatever's, there is somebody that has sent a letter to the Secretary of the Treasury along with the statute or the ordinance that says, hey, we would like to screw the people. And the Secretary of Treasury says, that's a good thing to do. And they authorize it and send it by letter back. Do they have this out there in the public for us to see? No. What do they do with this money? The Secretary of the Treasury under 31 U.S.C. 321, it's a gift or bequeath. Yeah, you just give it away. So they give it away, or it also, if you go reading all the other things, why the Secretary of Treasury can take this money and reinvest it and buy firearms for the Department of Treasury so the Internal Revenue Cribbles can come out and fire firearms and maybe shoot your butt. All kinds of things. Discretion to take this money. But guess what? There's supposed to be an accounting every year. Boy, am I going to get a letter off to buy two senators. One of them is really crooked, and the other one, about 4 months in, Sullivan, he went to the other side too. Once in a while, he wanders over on the good side, but I guess he's found out which side is the butter's bread, or is the bread is buttered on too. Young, he's a waste of time. He's been up there so long, God, he's got so many corrupt things that you can't make this stuff up anymore. I don't know. It just shocks the conscience. So anyway, I went looking for the authorities for this stuff. Yeah, let's go check. Why? How did they do this? They're a statutory authority. Well, let's say, look at the first one they give. Is for 5 U.S.C. 5516, withholding in the District of Columbia income taxes. The Secretary of the Treasury, under the regulations prescribed by the President now. Do you know what regulations prescribed by the President are called? Any idea? They're called executive orders. Shall enter into an agreement with the mayor. So in D.C., it's the mayor. Shall provide for the head of each agency of the United States to comply with the requirements of blah, blah, blah of some code, which I'm going to look up, in case of employees who are subject to income taxes imposed by that subchapter whose regular place of employment is within the District of Columbia. This agreement may not apply to the pay of an employee who is not a resident of the District of Columbia as defined in another place. So who's a resident of District of Columbia? That'd be interesting to find out. So this is the one for the District of Columbia. An employee, they give another thing, a definition, who are residents? And employees, they say the second sentence of this shall be by substituting who are residents for those who are regular place of employment. Regular place of employment. So you don't have to be a resident. So you could be from somewhere outside of the District of Columbia and be stuck with this. And they define employees. So I got to look these up. I didn't look them up yet. As I get this down, I'll be posting that too. But so the bottom line is, it's for the District of Columbia. Stockton, California, you got a question, comment?
Yeah, Ralph, if you have some time, can you give a brief rundown, you know, before the show is over, on that taxable year out of Subtitle A, please?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, I'll get off the line. Thank you, Ralph.
Sure, yeah, I'll do that at the bottom of the hour, sure. That's one of the things that they nail us on, or try to, taxable year. But it's tied into the withholding agent, and there is no withholding agent. So that's where we get into trouble. That's where they cross these lines. See, what they do is they mix up a little bit, a smidgen of constitutional stuff in with a whole bunch of garbage. That's how they do this. And it's so obfuscated, unless you've done this for a while, and have access to basically Westlaw so that you can word search these word means and these terms and automatically click. Just like I only spent 45 minutes. I got home a little late today here to just to stuff I'm talking about now. 45 minutes, I dug all this up. Because it's all on my fingertips. If you don't have Westlaw, you're basically pissing in the wind, pardon my French. You are. A lot of this is available on the internet, all the statutes and stuff. So anyway, we got one of the authorities is 5 U.S.C. 556. Okay, that's for the District of Columbia folks. And they got a whole bunch of definitions, which I want to look up after the show, but it's irrelevant to what we're doing here today. Okay, so that's one of the authorities. Okay, so now we go to there is another one that they have. So let me go pull this up and let's see what the next one is. 5517, 5 U.S.C. 5517. Well, that ought to be an interesting read. How does this thing work? When a state statute, it starts off A. So we got to have a state statute. So the state just goes down and passes a statute. Says, hey, we're going to have a state income tax. And then they will tie a lot of their definitions into the feds. But there's a whole bunch of them missing. Taxable year will be tied into it. Guaranteed. Has to be. Withholding is not. Isn't that amazing? Now I know why. Do we know why? Because the frickin' bastards have gotten around and signed the contract behind the scenes for the state to withhold by contract because we volunteered for it. Let's see what this says. Withholding state income taxes. When a state statute, A1, provides for the collection of a tax either by imposing on employers generally the duty of withholding sums from the pay of employees and making returns of sums to the state, or granting to employers generally, it doesn't like those words generally, those are such firm legal terms, the authority to withhold sums from the pay of employees if any employee voluntarily elects to have such sums withheld. I wonder how many people listening have volunteered to have state income tax withheld. I'd like to have somebody call up and say, I'd like to have somebody say, yeah, I want to volunteer. Really? And, there's an and there, semicolon, and, imposes the duty and grants the authority to withhold generally with respect to the pay of employees who are, and who you got to be, a resident of the state. No domicile. We can't do that stuff. Residence has long been determined by the Supreme Court of the United States to be a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. Because you can be a resident here and a resident there and resident of the state. Is that state what? Well, it says in the definitions, it's the District of Columbia, territory or possession. Wait a minute. Now, the territory is under the plenary power of Congress. The District of Columbia is under the plenary power of Congress. So how in the hell can a state be tied into the same thing? You can't legislate for the same thing when one's under the plenary power of Congress unless they all are. Duh. What a novel idea. Then it goes on to say the Secretary of the Treasury, under regulations prescribed by the President, shall enter into an agreement with the state within 120 days of the request for the agreement from the proper state official. Now, I don't know who in the hell that's going to be yet. We're going to find out. Is it the governor? I don't know. Probably. I would think it would be, but I'm telling you just don't know anymore. The agreement shall provide that the head of each agency of the United States shall comply with the requirements of the state withholding statute in the case of employees of the agencies who are subject to the tax and whose regular place of federal employment is within the state. See, this sounds like it's all federales. Oh, this is nice. This section does not give consent of the United States to the application of a statute which imposes more burdensome requirements on the United States than on other employers, or which subjects the United States or its employees to penalties or liabilities. Oh, so wait a minute here. We got federal employees, but they can't be penalized any more than the other people. You think? We got a problem here. That's quite clear. So then we all got to be somehow tied together, because we're all in the same basket. And what got us there? Two things. You read this. A state statute. So when the legislature says, hey, we like state income tax, we got a way to make money here, because we've suckered all these people to sign up for a citizen of the United States, and we're using private law, and they want a special benefit. Yay! Welfare and all this other nonsense. So you got to have a state statute, and then you got to voluntarily elect to have the money withheld, and you have to be a resident of the state. So how do you get to be a resident of the state? Well, you sign up to vote. You signed up for it. What the hell? This is the kind of, quote, government you want. You don't want the constitutional government, unalienable rights for the creator. No, you don't want that. With the elective franchise. See, there is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. Supreme Court said so. All the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are all prohibitive. They are not affirmative amendments. They don't put you in there. You have to volunteer. Got that in a 1938 congressional record, where they based on the Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse cases and all the other. Well, if we believe the Supreme Court, I don't know. So, the state income, it requires three things. We've got to have the legislature step outside of their legislative nonsense, put us into the administrative world with a state statute. Then we have to, number two, volunteer. And we have to be a, quote, resident of the state. And we're screwed. They don't tell us that somebody put in for an agreement with the Secretary of the Treasury from the state. They don't tell us that. Why would they not tell us that? Full disclosure. So there's your state income tax stuff. So then, another one of the authorities that they put underneath this that I looked up, we got to it here, was section 5520. So what's section 5520? Withholding of county, city or county income or employment taxes. So it's basically a repeat. Provide for the collection of tax by imposing on employers generally the duty of withholding sums of the pay of employees, making returns of the sums to a designated city or county officer, department, instrumentality, and blah, 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 blah. Same old crap. The thing that I didn't see, let me do a search here, but I didn't see, is the word voluntary. Let me just do a word search here. Voluntary doesn't show up. Isn't that interesting? In this one. But it's piggybacked on the other nonsense. So there we go. So there's are the three. So we got the state 5520 and 5517. Those are the two that get us hooked. Okay? Because there's agreements. Same thing. So now we go, I want to look at the rest of this. I said, I want to look and see where this is coming from, because there's always a way how they did this nonsense. It's always there. Just have to look a little farther. So I go down, and I see there's an executive order. 11997. Really? This is an executive order by 1197. Well, who is that? Put in the Federal Register. Back in a minute.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, so we're going to trace this back here. This is really interesting. They get around, and this was signed by Jimmy Carter. Good old Carter. Executive Order 11997, 1977. Whenever the Secretary of the Treasury enters into agreement pursuant to 5516, 5517, or 5520, Title V, the District of Columbia, a state, city, county, or the case may be with regard to the withholding by an agency of the United States, that's the authority to do it, hereafter referred to as an agency, of the income or employment of taxes of the pay of federal employees or members of the armed forces. I don't think I'm a federal employee. When I was down in Colorado, or other, I was a member of the armed forces at one time. That's it. So that tells you right there, we got a problem. They're lying. Why is everybody else? Because you volunteer for it. Oh, that's right. Damn, I forgot that freaking damn volunteering. Oh, you stupid people out there. Good me. We volunteered. Then it says down here, the Secretary of the Treasury is authorized to prescribe additional regulations to implement all those. Anytime you get a broad brush thing to implement regulations as required, that is usurping the legislative or congressional power. They are making law. They have no authority to do that. That tells you they're on the other side in the administrative state for the benefits, the citizens of the United States. All kinds of cases on that, because they're called interpretive regulations. They are not substantive, that have the force and effect of law. They appear to be, but they're not. They're interpretive. They're also for Part 301, housekeeping for the, quote, employees. That's why there's 26301 type regs. They're housekeeping for their federally folks. That's fine. What the hell are they doing out here in the hinterlands for you and me? So it revokes. Executive Order 1968. So, wonder what that one says. Let's go back to 1968. Well, it says the same thing. It's only for the income and employment taxes, pay of federal employees, members of the armed forces, same thing. And it revokes the Executive Orders 10407 of 1952. And another one in 1975. Well, I'll go back to 1952. Let's just go on back here and see what that one says. Must be something going on here. Why do they keep revoking all these things? Where did they make the deal? So we get around and see here. It was what was the number again? Oh, here, yeah, 10407. Well, this was made by good old Harry Truman. And he goes into the statutes. And actually goes back to the statutory law. And they define all of these things of what an agency means in his order. Now, you know, see, you got a slight problem here. I just haven't quite figured out how the President of the United States can make an agency defined. How does he do that? I didn't realize he was a legislator. Well, it's in here. The term agency means the term Armed Forces of the United States includes. How did he get that authority? Well, it's only for the people that's in this nonsense and in this regular place of federal employment means. Oh, I wonder what that would be. Where the employee actually performs his services irrespective of his residence, except that such services are performed in a travel or temporary duty status, in which case the regular place of federal employment will be the place where he normally is expected to show up and yada, yada, yada. And I delegate to the Secretary of the Treasury authority to prescribe such rules and regulations. The President is delegating to the Secretary of Treasury to make rules and regulations. Now, there's a good one. I thought the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 did that. Agencies. Oh, no, we got the Presidente doing it here. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay. Well, we try to track this back to 66 stat, page 765, 766, 1952. The law of any state or territory provides for the collection of a tax by imposing upon employers generally the duty, generally, you know, these nice, it's really, those are nice firm words, the duty of withholding sums from the compensation of employees and making returns for such sums to the authorities of such state and territory. You see how they just paid employees, that's made it general. Such duty to withhold is imposed generally by the respect of the compensation of employees who are residents of such state or territory. There you go. And there's some other stuff, but this is irrelevant. So how did they pull this off? Well, they started in 1952. Truman said, yay, let's do this. And then they added to it, well, let's make it if there's a state statute or ordinance. And then they added the volunteer part. So first of all, we just start off with the general with Mr. Truman. And then we start off, oh, well, that's going to be federal employees and armed forces. But then we add, oh, by the way, if we have a state statute or an ordinance, it's voluntary if you want to volunteer for it. And it took them from 1952 to about 1977 to accomplish all this. It takes a while to train the public. You know, we put a grain of sand here, we put a grain of sand there, and then they just don't figure it out. Well, how would we know? See, we think we have a constitutional republic. It's been overthrown. And you know who overthrew it? You and me. We all did it. Everybody listening is all guilty, guaranteed. There's nobody innocent. I've done it many times. Yep, I wanted to be a citizen of the United States and have them damn private laws, so they have them special benefits. Like a citizen of the United States in Alaska. Let's see here. We got Alaska natives that are citizens of the United States. They can have a pot license. They can go out and shoot a moose whenever they feel like it. I can't do that. They have citizens of the United States in Dillingham that don't have to pay property taxes, but I can't do that. But they still get to vote. They're a citizen of the United States and a resident of the state. Oh, if you're a native in, say, Minnesota or Oklahoma too, well, you can have... You can have casinos on a special place, but they can't have them out. Exempt from taxes, they get special fishing privileges. They're all citizens of the United States. You're starting to get an idea, and that's totally unconstitutional. But you know what it takes to go up against them? Somebody that's a citizen of one of the several states, because then that is discriminatory. And they can't make private laws then. They're going to be really happy to figure out when this starts coming, people start wising up to this. They're really going to be unhappy when we start getting these agreements where you can have to volunteer for state income taxes. I don't know how many people in California like that. Hey, I bet those Democrats out there, they love to volunteer. Hell, they're the damn stupid out there. They put Brown in there. There's so many of them. There's a lot of other people out there that aren't Democrats. But God, Hollywood and all them are just totally, well, between the pedophilia and the rapist, though. I don't know if they're busy enough to figure any of this other stuff out. So there you have it. State income taxes is voluntary. Because your state has entered into an agreement with the Secretary of the Treasury. Wouldn't you want to send off and get a copy of that and see what it says? You think? I wonder then, see, because it's donated to the, as a gift or bequeathed to the United States, that gets us into the Federal Court of Claims. They are accepting money that has been stolen from me when I didn't volunteer because they withheld evidence. I think this is going to get to be a hell of a lot of fun. You think? I do. Anyway, getting back to the other request here. Because that's always in all of these states. Let me bring up 7701. I got to find 7701 here on taxable year. You see, all of these states, they use some things like gross income and all this other nonsense. But there's a couple of things they can't go to. They have to use taxable year. They may say tax year, but it's always taxable year. Why does taxable year do them in? Taxpayer does them in. Taxable year does them in. They have to use taxable year somewhere. They have to have it. They can't get around it. Why is that? Find a taxable year means. Oh, I've actually... Mine's been modified here. I must have had it in here, and isn't that interesting? I've deleted part of it. Well, let me pull it up on the thing here. Isn't that amazing? Every once in a while, I do something highlighting it, and I delete something inadvertently. So we'll pull it up. We'll dial into Westlaw here real quick so I can read it exactly as it's written. And just a second here, and we will be there. Going into Westlaw, and I'm typing in. 26 USC 7701 and return. And as soon as it comes up here, and we will page down to taxable year. It's 7726 USC 7701 A23, taxable year. That term taxable year means as exclusive use, it's taking a word, two words in quotation marks, and it has a totally unique meaning, exclusive to the Internal Revenue Code. It's also in your state income tax. You see, this is where they're going to get in really trouble because the ruse is going to bite them in the butt. Means a calendar year is also defined as taxable year, same nonsense, or the fiscal year ending when the calendar year upon the basis of which the taxable income is computed under Subtitle A. A taxable year, in quotation mark, means, in the case of a return made for the fractional part of a year under the provisions of Subtitle A under the regulations prescribed by the Secretary, return is made. It's under, but it's the other part is of which the taxable income is computed under Subtitle A. Now we got a problem here. What's the problem? Subtitle A. Who can withhold under Subtitle A? You see, under the contract of the state income tax nonsense that they're doing, there is no Subtitle A. Okay, well, who can do it here in the federal? Boy, they do not. They cannot go there because 7701A16, I'm sorry, A16, withholding agent, the term withholding agent means any person. Person is an individual. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A. Has application to everybody listening. We just don't know it. It says a citizen of the United States or an alien. Lawfully admitted, okay? That's that. Required to deduct. Required now to deduct and withhold any tax. Under the provisions, it's a limited. But this is any tax. Subtitle A, B, C, D, or E. A is income tax. B is gifts. C is wages, of which you can't have a deficiency. D is excise taxes, buried taxes like liquor taxes inside. And, of course, E is ATM. Withhold any tax under the provisions of, and they list four subsections here, 1441, 1442, 1443, and 1461. Are they in compliance with taxable year? Abso-frickin-lutely. They're all Subtitle A. So that's good. So there is a authority in Subtitle A for somebody to act as a withholding action that is required to deduct it. And it says any tax, so it could be anything. So what's 1441? That's a non-resident alien. Probably not anybody listening. 1442, foreign corporation. I'm sure that's not anybody listening. 1443, that's another Subtitle A, foreign organization. And 1461 is a, you can be sued. That's a hold harmless. If you are not one of the three in front, y'all can be sued. Now we're going to get to that. So there's the hook. Subtaxable year is only for Subtitle A. It's in every state code. They may say tax year, but it'll someplace it'll tie to taxable year. I've not seen one yet. And that's to Subtitle A. So then who is the withholding agent in Subtitle A? Foreigners. There's a form they even supposed to fill out for acting as a withholding agent for foreigners, which they never do, of course. Because nobody wants to admit to it. And then, like in Rappert's case, boy, they absolutely, we don't want to put that definition in here because they don't have any bearing. Now, wait a minute here. We got a problem. But they're saying you don't need to file under the 1040 and need a withholding agent and a taxable year or all that. You just fill out the form, but you don't have to use those terms to fill out the form. But don't file it. I'm not making this up. And then you take the computations on terms that you really didn't need to use, and you put it into the state income tax. And, of course, we don't tell you that the state income tax, we have a contract behind the scenes. And so the terms of Title 26 are irrelevant. Because, you see, there's no authority to do it. Zero. Their statute says it's volunteer. You volunteered for it. Right. Here they got Rapper trying to march him into jail. Because they have the, quote, and then they're sending threatening letters to the, quote, employers that are residents. They signed up for it. You signed up for the benefit. Then shut the hell up and go to jail. Because you volunteered for it. Really. If you want to eat, you volunteered for it, like in Minnesota. Got to have a W-4. or they put a 1099 under compensation. Oh, isn't that a nice damn word that just happens to correlate to compensation on the contract? I wonder how they figured this. I'll bet that was just a coincidence. You think? You think this might have been planned out by a bunch of demonic, satanic bastards? Con. Well, I'll bet they read Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky. Never admit the con. And he went out. Oh, Hillary and Obama, star pupil. She wrote a thesis on it. She loved that guy. And he dedicated the book to Lucifer. Liars. All liars. So therein is the hook with taxable year in your every state code. Every state that has an income tax must have taxable year in it, or it can't fly. And it's only to Subtitle A. And you go right to Subtitle A, there is no authority to act as a, quote, withholding agent will not be defined in your state income tax. Now I know why. Because it's hidden in a frickin' damn contract between the state, whoever the heck is up doing that, the governor or I don't know who it is yet. We're going to find out with the Secretary of Treasury. It's all contract law. So terms are irrelevant, except what's in the contract. Now, how does somebody get to bind you, and then they have the audacity to say it's volunteer? You have to volunteer for it. And they only give you the option of a W-4 if you want to go to work in their state. Now, what am I missing here? There's a contract that I can't see by somebody that's buying citizens of the United States. And then I have to volunteer for it, except if I try to unvolunteer for it and say, I don't want to play your game, they say, well, you can't work here, or we will threaten your employers so you can't work anywhere because they don't know any better. Or if you really piss us off, we'll put you in jail like rapper. We're going to come for you because you didn't want to volunteer. And then we will tell you the terms are irrelevant, and they are. They just don't tell us the rest of the story. This is how our republic is lost, because we have been conned by Congress, and I find it amazing that they overthrew the courts, the final overthrow in 1948, and in 1952, 4 years later, all of a sudden we come along with state income taxes, 4 years later. Isn't that amazing? I wonder how that, is that all coincidence, you think? We have the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946 to set up the administrative state officially. 2 years later, we have 1948, we got rid of all of the constitutional courts except the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. But that's technically the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals came along in 1974, 84. I think it's 1984. We did away with it. We just did away. So we set up the administrative state in 1946 that they have all the powers of everything they want using the Federal Register against citizens of the United States. 2 years later, we get rid of all the courts statutorily. Constitutional courts. And then from 48 to 52, all of a sudden we have state income taxes come along statutorily. They don't say you can volunteer. We bring that along a little later. And then about 1977, all of a sudden, well, let's see, if the state then puts a statute in or the thing as an ordinance, well, then you're hooked. You just make application. But yeah, it's a volunteer. They finally added the volunteer part. Can you make this? Can you believe this? This is the history of what these people up there in D.C. and the state legislatures are doing. Now, I know in general we got a bunch of bumbling idiots. There are very few of them down there smart enough to figure out what's going on. Rick Halford used to be one of them. He's not there. He's in another position. There was just a couple in all of Juneau when I was really tangling with them 20 years ago that knew what was going on. The rest of them couldn't tie their shoelaces without directions. That's the problem we have. They're liars. They're liars. They just flat out lie. In Alaska, we don't have one judge in all of Alaska has an oath of office as a public officer. We don't have one that has any civil commission that's assigned by the governor. That's mandated by the Constitution and the statute. We don't have one. They admitted it. What do we do?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, we're back here, and I want to get just a real super brief summary. This is going to send shockwaves in America. Once we get these agreements, they're toast. Because there's so many ways, and the thing is, like state income tax, it says regulations prescribed by the president. The president only has the authority to prescribe regulations for the employees of the federales, departments. He can't touch you and me. But they say, we got to volunteer. Oh, really? I don't think so. Tom in Utah, you got a question, comment?
I don't want to steal any time away from you, but I just, since I'm visually disabled, I've been trying to find an answer on an act of 1976 and a couple of others of 1993 and 97. So would you go to my website, Family versus State, and call
me?
I'll
tell you what, just send me an email, because
I can't do that since I'm visually impaired. So if you could call me, I would appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to have an email or some way to get a hold of, have somebody send me an email. IRS, by the way, anybody wants to contact me, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. Have somebody send me an email. I got to have something to do that, okay? You surely know somebody that can send me an email. Okay, thank you. This is amazing. This is going to send shockwaves through the sun. I just can't wait to get my hands on one of those. I'm going to have more fun with this. You just watch. Give me about 30 minutes to read what they're doing. I want to know who is doing this out of these states and these counties and all this nonsense, because it's all voluntary. It says so. It's like, I love being a priest and having these guys come in through the thing and confess to me, because I'm a real guy to take confession. You better believe it. And I get even. Boy, I'm not in the notion of forgiveness. These people are evil. They're demonic. They've torn away people's families, taken their property, put people in jail. And it's all unconstitutional because it's voluntary. Yay! We volunteer. They hold a gun to your head, and then you volunteer to do this stuff. Well, guess what? This is going to change things big time. And I'm going to work up a thing and put it out on the list. And I'm hoping that people will take the time to go after your senator's representative, too, because you want an accounting from your senator's representative. Where all these gifts and bequests are coming from? I want to know where it's all coming from. Would you? It's all voluntary. See, the thing is, they put it under the guise of the federal folks, and then they cross these lines, and unless you read very carefully, all of a sudden, we volunteer. Yeah, right, okay. How do I go to work? When I went to work for Public Service Company of Colorado, I did not want to volunteer. And he said, you sign up or you can't go to work. So I signed up. I knew I didn't want to do it. I knew I'd have $250,000 plus. People don't even know that the state of Alaska has annuities for the Social Security. They don't even donate. They have money, goes into a fund, and they make money, and they come out with $250,000 or up to $1 million when they retire because they can add extra money to it. People don't know that. State of Alaska does not contribute to Social Security employees and some of the municipalities and boroughs. 1988. They get an exclusion. Well, wait a minute. How in the hell can a citizen of the United States have that special thing and I can't? Oh, that's right. It's private law. Of course, they quit doing it when they found out that the Federal Reserve was getting some of this money. I talked to one person that's been 25 years ago when I went after that nonsense. Why does the state of Alaska not have to do Social Security, and you and I do? You think there might be some private law there? Special benefits if you're a state of Alaska, employee of the state of Alaska. And that money stays in your name or whoever dies or whatever. What a novel idea. Why isn't that what everything is? That's the way it should be. Anyway, hope you found the show interesting, and congratulations. We have to honor all of our veterans and all those people. And watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere. See you next Sunday, God willing.
Sweetheart.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.